Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. We have a fair bit of healthcare news today. Pike County will soon have its first primary and express care center. And you can see the Nutcracker for free in Scranton this weekend. It's the local production's 50th anniversary. It's Thursday, November 27th. Let's get into it. Now, I did say we had a bit of healthcare news today. Let's start off in Wilkes-Barre. The deal between Commonwealth Health and Tenor Health Foundation for Wilkes-Barre General Hospital took another big step during Tuesday's Luzerne County Council meeting. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has the latest.
Luzerne County Council on Tuesday night unanimously approved Tenor Health Foundation's financing proposal to purchase Wilkes-Barre General Hospital. The council authorized Tenor's plan to borrow up to $72 million in tax-exempt revenue bonds to finance its purchasing of the hospital. Tenor also proposed to pay Luzerne County $850,000 annually as part of a payment in lieu of taxes, or pilot agreement. Tenor signed a purchase agreement with Commonwealth Health to buy Regional Hospital of Scranton and Moses Taylor Hospital in Scranton, along with Wilkes-Barre General, by the end of this year. The latest development comes after a year of searching for a buyer for the three hospitals. The previous deal fell apart last November, and local foundations have stepped up to financially support the hospitals in the meantime. Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Visit WVIA.org for extensive coverage of the hospital's sale over the past year and a half. Now, while we're on the topic of hospitals, did you know that Pike is Pennsylvania's only county without its own hospital or immediate care center? That will change over the next 2 months. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports from Northwell Health's informational meeting at the Pike County Training Center.
Northwell plans to open a primary and express care center in Dingmans Ferry by the first week of January and a second in Holly in summer 2026. And those plans, including those for a micro-hospital, have been years in the making. Pike County Commissioner Ronald Schmazel says Northwell is taking the initiative to invest in rural health.
If it was profitable, it would be here already. It is a heavy lift to build something in Pike County because we started with almost no people. When I grew up, there were 18,000 people living here, and now there's about 65,000 people, but that triples during the vacation season.
Tourism is Pike's number one industry, but residents and visitors often have to travel into New Jersey or New York for immediate medical care. And Braham Ardolik says Pike is in a unique situation because it doesn't have any inpatient medical care options. He's Northwell's executive vice president and president of its metro market.
The question that we're going to have to answer together is, if we start with really good primary care and then try to figure out how to get you to really good specialists in this community, what's the best way of keeping you here in this community for as much of this process as we possibly can? And then if I have to send you somewhere just to get your procedure done and to get your life-extending thing done, at least I'm sending you just for a thing.
He says it will take time to build out Pike's healthcare system. Northwell Health's Dingmans Ferry location will start to take appointments in the first week of 2026. In Lords Valley, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find more of this story also at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. So once the turkey is carved and Thanksgiving Day is over, you might be looking for some holiday weekend plans. Members of the Ballet Theater of Scranton will once again offer a free weekend of Nutcracker performances at the Theater at North. The tradition began 50 years ago with the late Constance Reynolds, who founded the company. The ballet was her way to give back to the community that welcomed her. WVIA's Kat Bolas stopped by a performance on Monday.
Dancers in tulle, chiffon, and tights practice bows at the end of a performance for students around the region. Joanne Arduino is the Ballet Theater's artistic director. She asked the cast to lift their arms and reach to the side of the theater in Scranton. A black and white photo of Reynolds was illuminated on the wall.
And that was our founder, Constance Reynolds, who started this whole thing.
The Grand Dame of Ballet in the region was an Edinburgh native who trained with the Royal Ballet and the British Ballet. Reynolds' production of The Nutcracker was a Christmas gift to the city. Arduino has continued the ballet through a venue change, moving its traditional weekend from December to November, and a global pandemic. She says love brings people back to the ballet every year.
I think the love of the people who do it, and it's not just the dancers, there's so many people behind the scenes that give of their time. I mean, we have so many volunteers from props and costumes and lighting and sound and scenery. They love to do it and they love to give back to the community.
Arduino says The Nutcracker is a great introduction to ballet.
I think it's about one little girl's dreams and that anything is possible. And it's just very uplifting. But I think the whole meaning of it is of love and hope and happiness.
The classical two-act ballet follows Clara. She's gifted a nutcracker from her mysterious godfather, Drosselmeyer. The nutcracker breaks during her family's Christmas Eve party. Drosselmeyer is a toy maker, and he fixes it. Clara checks on the toy as the clock strikes midnight. The family Christmas tree grows to crazy heights, and the nutcracker becomes life-size. Then a battle ensues between an army of tin soldiers and mice. Clara helps defeat the mice. The nutcracker transforms into a prince. He brings Clara to the land of the sweets for her help in the battle. For her bravery, she is given a parade of sweets, a collection of dances to famous melodies like the Russian Dance and the Waltz of the Flowers. Clara awakes, clutching her nutcracker, wondering if it was all a dream.
She is full of curiosity, vulnerabilities. She has so much joy, and she takes everything to heart. So truly just follow her.
That's Gia Vecchino. This is the second year Vecchino is portraying Clara. She's been part of the production since she was 9 years old. After all these years, Arduino still spots joy in the audience.
And some of them, they've never experienced live theater before, let alone a ballet. And so it's really important to us that it's for free.
Arduino danced in the very first free performance of The Nutcracker. She remembers Reynolds came out onto the stage and stood near a tabletop Christmas tree.
And she asked the audience to use their imaginations. And she said, when the lights flash, imagine that the tree is growing through the rooftops.
Today, a decorated Christmas tree towers behind the performers. This year, The Nutcracker closes on November 30th.
Our closing show of our 50th anniversary is on her birthday. How appropriate.
For more details on this weekend's performances, visit WVIA.org. In Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for this holiday weekend. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks so much for spending some of your day with me. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.